You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
Good morning, folks. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and very excited that you're here. It is Friday, April 6, 2007, 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org and however else you may be listening, AM and FM frequencies around the country, around the world. Glad you're all here. Be aware of our phone number in case you have questions about the Bible. And if you don't have questions about the Bible, then you don't know enough to have questions. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Check out our guest's website. It's fantastic, just loaded with all sorts of free information for you about these things. www.lastdaysmystery.info. The author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, Richard H. Perry. Welcome back, sir.
Hello, Frank.
Thank you again so much. And we left off, we were talking about the 144,000, which I think is it's very important, and I'll give you an example. I was talking to some people who were Jehovah's Witnesses, and they were mentioning about people in their congregation, like their local church, not just the worldwide organization, but their local church, who were members of the 144,000. I said, well, how do they know that? And they just do. I said, and you just take their word for it? And they're like, yeah, they know. They wouldn't lie about something like that. So there you go.
Well, good.
One down, 143,900
to go. Well, you know, I take this number personally, too, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it says here in I think, again, the most descriptive passage about the 144,000 is found in chapter 14 of Revelation. And it says, and then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb. Well, we know who the Lamb is. That's Christ. Standing on Mount Zion, we know where that is. That's in Jerusalem, on planet Earth, and with him 144,000 who had the name of his father written on their foreheads. Well, that's what we saw back in chapter 7. But then in verse 4, it says, No one could learn this song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. These are those that did not defile themselves with women, themselves pure. So, okay, these people are pure. They follow the Lamb. Okay, so they're people that follow Christ.
You're saying they're virgins.
Yeah, they kept themselves pure. Now, again, this, I think, is descriptive of the church. If you were to look at in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2, Paul writes, and he's talking about the church, you know, how I promised you one husband to Christ so that I might present you, which is the church, as a pure virgin to him. Mm. In other words, that's how God sees the church. In other words, this is a description of the church. And then, and James gives us another one of the descriptions that we see here. It says in Revelation 14, they were purchased from among men and offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb. Mm. And of course, James, in talking about the church, he said that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he, God, created. So that these descriptions are church descriptions. Things that we've seen in the New Testament as descriptions of the church.
I see. All right, let me interrupt here. Folks, when we come back, we'll of course continue this thought and exploring who these 144,000 are with our guest Richard Perry. We'll also be taking your calls. Get in the queue now while you can. 800-313-9443. Stay with us. Back in 3 minutes.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Folks, glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the home stretch, with our special guest, of course, Richard Perry. His website, lastdaysmystery.info. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you very much.
We were just talking about the 144,000.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess one of the things I need to caution people is, you know, we're told by various people a lot of things about the 144,000, what they do, when they do it, and all that kind of thing. But the Bible really doesn't tell us that much. I was just, you know, pointing to a couple of clues that are used to identify the 144,000 as being, you know, pure and as first fruits, which we saw as a couple of characteristics of the church. And there's, you know, this brings me back to this thing about the dispensationalism and how this pre-trib rapture separates Jewish and Gentile believers into two groups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one that's going to have to go through the tribulation, and the other is exempt. You know, let me just read from Scripture. I think I find this in various places very clearly articulated, but, you know, here's a good one.
Okay.
In Galatians chapter 3, starting in verse 26, it says, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." And then I'm going to jump down to verse 27. It says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male or female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. There are not two bodies of Christ. There's one body of Christ. You are either in Christ or you're not. And it's based on faith, the faith of Abraham, you know, Abraham's seed. Now, which brings us back to the 144,000. We see them using, you know, see the New Testament revelation using characteristics of those described for the church as being pure and first fruits. They're referred to as 144,000, which we see connected to the 12,000 of each of the 12 tribes of Israel. And we know that the church is grafted in to Israel. In other words, the Gentile believers, by faith, have been grafted in and are part of Israel. They're spiritual Israel, spiritual Jews. And we're told that the 144,000 are those that have been redeemed from the earth. And they are there standing with Christ on Mount Zion. So he has returned to earth, and he is with them. Now, I know that Scripture says that the people that are with him when he returns are all his followers, because he's gathered them up, or the angels have gathered them up, and they are with him, because the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians that once he gathers us up, we'll be with him forever. So if Christ and the 144,000 are there on Mount Zion, you know, at this particular point, that's the church. It's the whole church. And the 144,000 is a symbolic number to represent the wholeness of Israel. I mean, it's not a literal number.
Wow.
In other words, if you're 144,001, you don't get left behind.
I see.
You know, it's a spiritual completeness. You know, and I tend to be a literalist, but, you know, there are clearly things in Scripture that are symbolic. In other words, I think the 144,000 are all those in the faith in Christ, and they are also, we find, they encompass the great multitude as well.
Hmm.
But it's one body of Christ, and there they are with him when he returns to establish his kingdom.
Wow, that's fantastic.
You just have to draw that conclusion, or that's the conclusion I draw from the lack of other evidence and the preponderance of evidence, and using Scripture to interpret Scripture. Because these people really have the characteristics of the church. We know the church would be with him at that point, and this is the only people that we see mentioned. Now, maybe there's another multitude sitting over there to the left, and John didn't notice them or mention them, but I think that's highly unlikely.
I think
he's really, there he is with the church, which is the picture that we get, you know, of him coming into his kingdom. So
that's
my take on the 144,000.
Fantastic stuff.
They're not a bunch of evangelists running around, you know, during the Great Tribulation. I mean, we might be doing that, some of them.
Yeah.
Getting themselves killed. You know, we don't know what they're doing. You know, they're probably, if they're like me, they're probably going to be laying low. hopefully doing what God wants me to do, whatever that is. But, you know, if he's not telling me, you know, go get in harm's way, I'm probably going to be trying to stay out of harm's way.
Right on. Well, it sounds to me like, especially here in America, it's going to be a true struggle just to survive. So, you know, at the same time, that doesn't necessarily mean that people aren't going to be open to hearing these things. It does mean, however, that, you know, for example, I probably won't have a radio show. You probably won't be putting out any more books, you know, things like that.
I think you're probably right about that.
Just a theory.
I'll sell some more of these books before that happens.
Well, luckily, by you know, giving us so much of your time and putting out the books, you're enlightening people, you're waking people up, and you're helping people to understand sort of what is to come. And we'll get into this, but I'll probably pick your brain and say, you know, what do we need to be doing right now? But let's open up the phone lines. Folks, again, 800-313-9443. We spent 3 hours and 15 minutes on this material thus far. Let's see where you want to take us. Tim in Texas, welcome to the show.
Yes, I just tuned in during the last hour. Slightly off topic here. However, your topic of discussion is very interesting. But I just basically just calling to say I'm enjoying your radio broadcast. Been listening for a few weeks.
Oh, thank you.
And I like the fact that it's on late and it's live. And,
yeah.
And it was surprising to me, you know, that RBN had a broadcast on that was live at this hour, 2 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Signal's good, of course. And on shortwave, and basically, I was just calling to say that. And
thank you very much. You know, and that's the whole thing about it. I used to do mornings here at RBN, and you know, John Stadtmiller had the idea, and I think it's a brilliant idea in retrospect. Although I fought it at first, just simply because you know I'm a stubborn man. I'm reluctant to change anything in my life if I don't have to. And and John probably, you know, sort of twisted my arm and said, look, you know, this will be good for you. It'll be good for the network. And, you know, the appeal of doing a later show, obviously, is we all kind of get to kick back and just kind of absorb the information, as opposed to mornings where it's very, very rapid pace, you know, not just for me, but certainly for you guys listening. You know, you're getting ready for work, getting the kids ready for school. Getting the kids ready for work or getting yourself ready for school, whatever the case may be, it's a very, very busy time if you're even up that early anyway. Because, you know, I had to be paid to get up that early. I in no way, shape, or form was interested in waking up at 2 a.m. in the studio at 4 and on the air at 6 by choice. So it's an interesting, it is an interesting time, that's for sure. But I am enjoying the time slot, and I'm glad, you know, that you're listening. I'm glad that you know about the show.
I'm laying in bed with, like, a earbud headphones in my ear, and you know, is it hard to get a guest to come out at this hour?
Actually, they've been wonderful thus far.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, I totally support RBN, and once again, thanks for the broadcast.
Hey, thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. Fantastic stuff. That's good to hear, and certainly, Richard, I'm sure for you it's probably good not to be dragged out of bed at the crack of dawn and held over for 4 hours. Because 4 hours in the morning is a lot to ask of anybody. It's a lot to ask at night, regardless, but in the morning as well, certainly. I mean, you got stuff to do as well.
Yep.
So,
but
let's go
fun,
to...
I enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, me too, definitely. Let's go to Keith in Louisiana. Keith, welcome to the show.
Yes, how you doing, Frank?
Doing well. How are you?
Fine. And Richard, you too?
We're fine, thanks.
And I wanted to comment and one little question, a question of mine. Be a little tough, but I just want to mention on the 144,000, of course, they give tribal names, dividing them 12,000 per tribe. But I want to be mindful and let you know that when God punished the 10 tribes of the Northern Kingdom, you know, he said they would lose their identity, they would not know who they were, and they would be mingled with all the tribes of the earth. So basically, I would think any convert could possibly have Hebrew blood in them, and these would be the ones that would be chosen by tribe. Paul himself mentions in Philippians that he is a Benjamite. He wasn't a Jew. He was a Benjamite. He was of the Jewish faith, but his actual tribe was from Benjamin. But my question is, what do you think the reason was that Dan was left out of the naming of the 144,000? Because they named Joseph's two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, and there is no Dan mentioned at all.
I know, and well, I've looked at that, and I don't see that the scripture tells us that.
Yeah, I can't find the only clue I have is in. I can't remember if it's Jacob's prophecy or Moses' prophecy. Whenever he was blessing the tribes, one of them mentioned that Dan was a lion's whelp and a serpent's tail.
Whatever that means.
And, of course, yeah. I, there's no other biblical reference that I can, you know, I try to use the Bible to interpret itself because that's the way it's supposed to be done.
Mm-hmm. That is
and
correct.
That is one thing that is no one's been able to really solve is why was the tribe Dan left out of the 144,000?
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty strange myself.
Keith, if you have more, you're welcome to stay on with us, folks. Okay, sounds good. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, Very, very privileged, blessed, and honored to have our guest, Richard Perry. He's going the distance, folks. Going to stay with us till the end of the hour, till the end of the show. You're welcome to weigh in with your thoughts while you can. 800-313-9443. Toll free worldwide. 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us. Back in 3 minutes.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and it certainly is so tonight. Our guest, Richard Perry, his book is entitled The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, which you may have just called, you know, Frank's Guide to the Last Days, lastdaysmystery.info. Richard, welcome back.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you very much, because like I said, if it has Complete Idiot in the title, it's certainly a book written for me. Let's go back to Keith in Louisiana. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Richard, I just want to say that I really appreciate the message you're putting out there, because you are speaking the truth, and a lot of people aren't getting this info. I have trouble finding people in my own area to even talk to about it.
It's a tough sell.
Yes, it is. People don't either. They don't want to acknowledge it, or they refuse to study to learn it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So they have knowledge, but you're doing a great thing, and I hope God blesses you mightily for it. One last thing, I can email you on your website. Is that correct?
You can.
Okay. Now, I don't have a computer, but I do use the libraries. I've got my own email address, so I'd like to contact you sometime during the next week or so and get in more depth about some of these items.
By all means, I'd love to correspond with folks about questions and things.
And again, like I say, may God bless you mightily. And people out there in Radio Land, please listen to this man. He's giving you information that's necessary for your salvation.
Thank you so much, Keith.
Appreciate
it. God bless you too, Frank.
Hey, thanks for including me in that. I appreciate it. I need all the blessings I can take. Appreciate the call very much, sir. Thank you.
Frank, you might be interested. I was on a radio show, and the host quoted he had gotten some figures about how many church-going Christians have actually read the New Testament, and it was 3%.
Wow.
You know, and I'm finding that is very revealing to me, because, you know, one, I'm one that, you know, does read, study Scripture to understand what God is saying, but apparently a lot of people in our society today that claim to be Christians are, you know, following the teachings of man. In other words, they're being told things. They're being said, this
yes.
is what Scripture says, this is mm-hmm. what the Bible says, this is what God means, and they believe man. And by doing so, they are, in effect, following man. And God just really, you know, very strongly in Scripture, but if you don't read Scripture, you don't know this, is it very strongly warns us not
yes.
to trust in man.
And it's everywhere. It's Old Testament, New Testament. It's absolutely everywhere. You're right on point. And I got to tell you, Richard, I make that statement all the time, that organized religions, in essence, are cults. And if you look at the definitions of cults, that organized religion members, you know, very high-profile televangelists or preachers, anybody who's ever spoken about cults or written about cults, look at the criteria, folks. It's the control of information. It's the denial of anything contrary to the official position. These are all cults, keeping you away from people who differ in opinion, keeping you away from material that's not put out by the church in question. It's controversial of me to say that for the most part, and I always have some wiggle room in there, the little opportunity for there to be an organized religion that proves me wrong. But in my experience thus far, looking at a number of different institutions, they are all cults. They all fit the criteria, and they're all very, very, very certain of their salvation, and you know, very, very condescending to those who are not members.
Yeah, and it's, you know, here's an interesting thing. As you mentioned that, you know, I watch the you know, the evangelistic speaking circuit, you know, from the standpoint of prophecy, and you can't find anybody on the speaking circuit, you know, that is a big name speaker that goes around the country talking about Christianity that is not pre-tribulation rapture.
That's right.
And you go like, well, they've got it, you know, they've got it so monopolized that, you know, you basically get blacklisted. They can't even, you know, 100 years ago, the church would come together and debate prophecy and discuss prophecy and you know, and argue prophecy, you know.
Yeah.
And today, it's, you know, the most popular position, which is like, well, you're out of here before the trouble comes, which is so popular, obviously, that it's so dominant that they don't even allow other people to, you know, have the forum and talk and debate and discuss. So that I think that's, you know, why God, you know, had me write the first book. That's why he literally gave me this Complete Idiot's Guide book to do through a secular press. because I probably could never have gotten this kind of a message through a Christian publisher.
Oh, that's the truth. I wonder how well it sells in the Christian bookstores.
It's selling.
That's selling. Great.
And
that's
there's people
wonderful.
Like your last guest, you know, who read it and they go like, well, it's about time.
Yeah, well, that's
because
wonderful.
Other people are reading the Bible.
Hang on a second, my friend. Folks, we'll come back, start taking your calls again here with our guest, Richard Perry. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back, folks. We got about 25 minutes left in the big show, and we're spending our time with Richard Perry, author of the book The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much. And let's keep going with the calls. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
All right. How's the weather there?
It's snowing still.
Yeah, we're not getting it down here as yet.
Well, good.
Hope not either.
Yeah.
Okay, since I think you're talking about replacement theology, right? Almost.
I don't know. I don't
know. Say, you know what replacement theology is, don't
apparently
you?
Not, no.
Okay, it's where the Christians are supposed to replace the Israel. That's more so implied, almost.
No, actually, well, I mean, maybe we're talking
it's
about, it didn't
close
sound like it. We're just talking about Revelation, prophecy
yeah.
in the Bible, so.
Yeah, it falls in a rim, then. But, you know, like, just one part, you know, house, the tribe again, is going to be replaced. Yeah, maybe because the reason is, the tribe is interspersed among all the other tribes. Maybe that's why, but they're in itself. If you know, in prophecy. Since God, he does keep his promises, or else we, you know, House of Israel would not exist, right?
I suppose. I don't know. That's more a question for my guest, I guess. Richard,
oh,
your thoughts?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, God can keep track of everything.
Yes,
and I'm not really, you know, I'm not concerned that he's going to lose track of anybody. And I, you know, I don't believe in replacement theology. I believe that what the scripture says is about that the new covenant, you know, is just more articulate in terms of opening up the faith to non-Jewish believers. But, you know, in reality, I see that the Old Testament had already opened up the faith. In other words, it's not that non-Jewish people could, you know, they could come to the faith under the Old Testament, under the original covenant. You know, you see it over and over again, a provision for aliens and foreigners that had accepted God and put their belief in God and followed the laws of God, they were treated like Israelites. So in other words, God has always had a place for those non-Jews. He was just using the Jews to make himself known, and I think he's now using the church, which is Gentile and Jewish, male and female, slave,
Hebrew.
Greek. I mean, it's not replacement. Nobody's being replaced. It's just inclusiveness. If you know you accept God and you put your faith in God, then you're one of God's children.
Yeah, but some of these churches, they have this idea that the Christian is to replace the Hebrews, period. You know,
well, that's an interesting idea, but I don't find it in Scripture.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not literal, but that's what's in their mind, though, Seth, you know.
I once saw a license plate that really kind of thought was pretty good for our times and Christianity. It simply said, don't believe everything you think. Believe everything that you find written in the Word of God. That you can bank. You can take that to the bank.
Yeah. You can't believe what everybody says. You have to read it.
Amen.
Out there out of the Bible. If you don't, you have to know the Torah. Original Torah, not this Babylonian Torah nonsense.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I don't mean your head.
No, no. I agree. I think you got to know to me, you got to know the whole gospel. You got to know the Torah, the Tanakh, the Brit Kadesh, which is the New Testament. You need to know all of the Scripture.
Yeah,
and you need to take it all into perspective. It's all got to fit together. If it doesn't fit together, you haven't got something that you don't understand it yet, because it does fit together.
Definitely, that's true.
Well,
fit the dots.
Yes, excellent points, Mick. I appreciate the call, my friend.
Okay, later. Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
What's the name of his website?
Okay, it's www.lastdays.com. Mystery.info. We should have a link at our website. If not today, then certainly first thing in the morning when our webmaster gets that. I sent it a little bit later. I think he had already left work. But yes, lastdaysmystery.info. So, absolutely fantastic website. Lots of great, lots of great material there, folks. Let's go to Buddy in Mississippi. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
I was listening to your guest tonight, Frank, and I sure appreciate you having this on the shortwave. Let me begin by saying, the Word of God is the mind of Christ. In Isaiah 8:20, we're told this, to the law and to the testimony. That's for the Old Testament and the New. If a man speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in him. I listen for the word and how a man puts the word into his vision tells how much of the mind of Christ he has. A man's really got to let go of the world to do this thing. Let me go back to the Revelation in 144,000 when by Revelation John is told, John to the seven churches, verse 4 in chapter 1, which are in Asia, grace be to you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits that are before the throne. He tells John to write those things which are past, present, and future. That's what he tells him in this first chapter. Now, Paul says in 2 Timothy 3:15, I believe it is, rightly divide the word of God. Actually, what he says is, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me say this. Chapter 2 and 3 encompasses the church. Chapter 4 begins the tribulation period, but it begins with the church coming before the throne of Jesus Christ. And the tribulation, the church age, ends there. Now, the tribulation period begins with the release of the seals. There are seven of them, and the first four are four horses. You know, those are four spirits let go upon the earth. During the tribulation period, it's going to be unlike any other period known to man. We've got a taste of it so far, but it's like this, like the pregnancy of a woman. Her birth pangs become more and more intense, more and more frequent, until finally she's doing the business at hand. That's the tribulation period that brings forth the Messiah. Now, the 144,000 are 12,000 Jews drawn from the 12 tribes of Israel, and they evangelize the world, and they cannot be killed. If you give just a cup of cold water to drink to one of these men move in the power of Christ, not in the power of commercialism. They run across the earth like 144,000 Jesus Christ, and they evangelize a huge number of people. There are more people saved during the tribulation period than any period in the world. And they all belong to the first resurrection. There are several aspects to the first resurrection. There was the raising of Christ, where Old Testament saints were raised at the same time and went into the streets of Jerusalem and testified. There is also the church. That's another aspect, but it's still the first resurrection. From what I can see, there is a resurrection or a rapture, if you please, in the mid-tribulation. And there is certainly one at the end of the tribulation period because, as you've rightly said, 144,000 saviors appear on Mount Zion with the Savior, and they are his entourage. That's the train that fills his temple, and they're all part of the first resurrection. There's that huge number of people who are standing waving palm branches before the throne. And these also are part of the first resurrection. However, they are not part of the church. You've got in the 25th chapter of Matthew, you have five wise virgins and five foolish virgins. Five are ready when the shout comes, and five are not ready. They don't know Christ personally, one-on-one. And that's the difference between the Philadelphian church, who's promised that they will not be
Well, I'll tell you what. While you're checking that out, buddy, let's have Richard jump in here. Richard, it sounds to me like he disagrees.
Apparently, he's saying a lot of things that I just have not encountered in Scripture, and so many things that I can't even recall. You know, all of them. In other words, I'm familiar with some of the teaching that he's talking about. It sounds like he might be part of this early and latter rain, and this 144,000 is the latter rain, is another group of, super disciples, Christ-like evangelists. But again, the only thing that I can say is I can read what is in Scripture, and I don't see those characteristics and that description or assignment given to the 144,000. We're really not told what they do. So I don't know. People have developed this idea that they are evangelists, but it doesn't say they're evangelists. It doesn't say what they are. It says, obviously they're, to me, and we seem to agree on this, that they have a relationship. They are the church. But, I think that we've got to be, especially in these days and times, we have to be very obedient and adhere to what Scripture, tells us. And the Scripture, back from Deuteronomy on until the very end of Revelation, says that we're not supposed to add to or take away from the Word of God. So that, if the Word doesn't say that these are evangelists, then I think we should be careful that we don't say that they're evangelists and attribute things to them that the Scripture doesn't say. I think that's, some of the things that gets us in trouble is we go beyond what is written. Paul wrote very succinctly in saying, brothers, don't go beyond what's written. Boy, that's a good place to stop.
That's true. Well, what about the idea of the mid-trib rapture and then a post-trib rapture? I mean, we've virtually discussed that, I think, for the most part already, and certainly last time you were on. But maybe you can point Buddy in the direction of some scriptures to...
There's the first resurrection. The Bible is very clear about this. The first resurrection encompasses those that did not accept the mark of the beast, that did not worship the beast. We know from Scripture that the mark of the beast and the beast only becomes identifiable as claiming to be God at the middle of the last 7 years. So in the last 3.5 years, you have the beast wanting to be worshipped, the false prophet, ascribing worship to the beast, which was the Antichrist, and is setting up the system of the mark of the beast. Now, all those that have died in conflict with that mark of the beast and Antichrist worship are the ones that are raised to life at the first resurrection. Now, if the first resurrection is after the tribulation, then there can't be a resurrection before the first. If the Bible says the first one comes after the tribulation, then how can there be a resurrection before the first, whether it's pre-tribulation, pre-Daniel's 70th week, Great Tribulation? The first resurrection, according to Scripture, comes
subsequent to the conflict between those followers of Christ and the Antichrist and the mark of the beast, which is in the Great Tribulation. So the first resurrection has to be post-trib, and there isn't any resurrection before that other than Christ himself, who is the first fruits of the resurrection, and the resurrection himself, you know.
May I respond to that?
Please.
In the Colossian letter, Paul says, "Know you not that you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Now, Christ is back outside of time. Christ is eternal. Now, let me say this. In the 10th chapter, in the 3rd chapter, 10th verse, talking to the Philadelphian church, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth." Now, everything that I've said is scripture, but let me give you my credentials are these. In Williston, North Dakota County Jail, I couldn't even spell Jesus. That was in 1980. I bowed after much weeping. I was just broken. My life was broken. It was destroyed. I've spent over 30 years in penitentiaries all over this country, and some outside the country, from Mexico to Europe. I don't belong to a local church, though I was baptized in one in about 1983. And everything that I've said is scripture.
Buddy, we're coming up on a break here. When we come back, we only have like a minute or so for you to wrap up here. Folks, stay with us. Heading into the conclusion of the program with our guest tonight, Richard Perry. Stay with us.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Watch me!
Watch me. I got it. Watch me. I got it. Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. We're almost out of time. Our guest this evening, Richard Perry, who has written, if it's anything like the interviews, an astoundingly thorough look at prophecy and the end times. And, of course, the book is entitled The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, available at Amazon.com and bookstores around the country, around the world. I would encourage you all to go to the website there, www.lastdaysmystery.info, because you'll find this material there in great volume. Welcome back, Richard.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you. And let's go ahead and, buddy, we can give you like a minute here, my friend, and then we're going to have to wrap up. But you're more than welcome to call back any other time, of course. It's a four-hour show, 5 days a week, so there's lots of time available. But quickly, if you can go ahead and sum up.
Yes, I will sum up. You know, I work for the Luckadoos. I cut the grass, and I cook, and I fix cars, you know, but the last 3 years I have not had $1 in my pocket, not even a quarter. What I do have is the Word of God, and that's all that I have. I'm no super Christian, brother. I'm just a stone that's built by the Messiah. If anybody wants to call me, if your guests would like to call me, I would certainly appreciate it. I don't talk to a whole bunch of people. I kind of live out in the backwaters. I'm at area code 601-845-2941. My name's Buddy.
Well, Buddy, I appreciate the call, my friend. I hope you can maybe get to a library or something and be able to view Richard's website. I think you get a lot out of it, my friend. I appreciate
it. If he just stays with the Word, he'll grow. God bless you, Frank.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Richard, final thoughts, my friend?
Well, Frank, it's again, it's been a pleasure, and I've enjoyed spending another 4 hours with you, and I think we did cover a lot of material.
Yes.
There's more, and I guess I could only, you know, suggest to people, you know, go to the website.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get the Complete Idiot's Guide book. I've had people, you know, get into that and say, you know, that they thought it'd be good for their kids and stuff. And, you know, and one of the things that God, I think, has been impressing upon me as he's showing me the signs of the times and where we are is that, you know, not only do we need to know these things about Bible prophecy and the signs of the times, but our kids and their kids need to know. A couple of years ago, he really impressed upon me that he says, you know, not only is it important the church be teaching this, but he said, because your kids and their kids are going to need to know. You know, and the church, unfortunately, has neglected prophecy because of the controversy and because it's maybe too difficult a topic for some, I guess. But, you know, that's very unfortunate because, you know, the prophecy of Scripture is incredibly important. And the more you study it, the more you realize how integral it is to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, you know, and it kind of underscores what you find in Revelation where it says, the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Now, one, that must mean that it's important. Two, I've come to believe that, you know, when you look at what Jesus' testimony was, it was about the coming kingdom.
Amen.
It was about where he's taking us. Mm-hmm. And that's what prophecy is pointing to,
yeah.
You know, the conclusion, the harvest. And we've lost stuff. The way I guess I'm seeing it is a lot of the church has stopped at the cross.
Yes, well
said. Haven't moved on to go into the, you know, the final kingdom.
Richard, thank you so much.